I am glad that I came from a generation nung nag-aaral kami when I was in grade school. Pag pinatawag yung magulang ko, kinakabahan ako. Kinakabahan din yung tatay ko tsaka nanay ko. Ano naman ang ginawa ng anak namin? So pag pinatawag yung magulang mo, ikaw ang kinakabahan, yung magulang mong kinakabahan dahil bagsak. No? So pag bumagsak yung bata sa school, pinapagalitan yung bata. Yung magulang sinasabihan. Ngayon, iba na. Pag bumagsak ang bata sa school, ang teacher ang pinapatawag. At ang teacher ng kinakabahan. Kasi ididimanda. Bakit ididimanda? Kasi bumagsak yung anak niya. Ito na yung nangyayari sa schools natin. Buti na lang hindi ko naabutan to when I was in grade school. Now when the child fails and keep on failing on his exams, ang teacher ang pinapatawag. Kaya nung nakausap ko yung isang teacher, sabi niya, Bishop, ang hirap talaga. Kaya nga meron ng insurance para sa teachers. There are places in the Philippines na ini-insure yung, mag-i-insurance yung teacher para just in case idemanda ka, may pangbayad ka sa lawyer mo. Ang liit na nga ng sahod ng teacher, kukuha pa ng insurance. So sabi ko sa teacher, so anong ginagawa nyo? Pinapapasa na lang, Bishop. Pasado na lang lahat. Ha? Kahit walang laman ng utak ng bata, sige, pasado na lang. Natakot sa demanda. So anong gagawin? Ipapasa na lang yung bata. So sabi ko, anong mangyari sa kinabukasan natin? Anong mangyayari sa Pilipinas? Kung lahat na bumagsak, papasa na lang dahil natatakot kayo. Pag pumasa ang mga yan, magiging kontraktor yan. O, tawa kayo ng tawa. Yan ang problema ng Pilipinas ngayon. No? Sinisisi natin yung kontraktor. Galit na galit tayo sa mga kontraktor. Ngayon, meron na namang bago. Doon na naman sa Mindanao na naman. But it's basically yun. That's why sa group chat ng mga classmates ko, talagang tira ng tira ngayon sa gobyerno, DPWH, congressman, contractor, yun ang doon mga comment. And I don't give my comments, by the way, on Facebook, on group chat, I don't. Because I go deeper to the problems. Anong problema ng Pilipinas? Kung may problema ang Pilipinas, alam na ng Diyos yan. Doon tayo makinig sa Diyos, pakinggan natin. And our gospel today speaks very well of our problem we are facing. You know? There are 7 deadly sins that we should avoid. Ang kasalanan, lahat ng kasalanan, deadly yan. But there are 7 deadly sins. But the deadliest, ang pinaka number one na deadly sin sa 7 na yan, is the sin of pride. Now some theologians will argue, no, it's the sin of lust. But if you look at the spiritual writers from the very beginning, they always talk and they always say it is pride which is the deadliest of all sins. And Jesus addressed this to us. Because if we live and have that attitude of pride in our hearts, we are in a very dangerous spiritual space. Amen? Hindi lang nalalago ka sa spiritual life mo, mapapahamak ka pa if you continue in your pride. The scripture says that pride goes before destruction. Kaya pag mayroong yabang ang puso mo, mayroong pagtataas ng sarili sa puso mo, then be sure that sumusunod dyan, buntot niyan, yung destruction. How it's going to destroy your life. I remember Bishop Ricardo, one of the nuggets of wisdom he gave me. Ang sabi niya sa akin, you know, I've been thinking of him lately, palagi ko siyang naalala, etong lately lang, a few months, thinking of him and remembering his words. Sabi ko nga, baka tumatanda na ako kasi naaalala ko na yung mga sinabi niya noon eh. And one of the things he said, sabi niya, if you exalt yourself, be prepared for a major put down. You know, yan sabi niya. Pag talagang inaangat mo yung sarili mo, sa yabang, sa pride, and everything, sabi niya, humanda ka for a major put down in your life. Now, where did he get that idea? Saan kaya nakuha ni Bishop yung idea na yan? Well, I remembered, it was the Apostle Peter who also said, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Amen? Saan kinuha ni St. Peter yan? Bakit nasabi ni St. Peter yan? Dito niya yan kinuha sa sinabi rin ni Jesus in the Gospel. What did Jesus say? Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. What is pride? Pride is the excessive and inordinate love of yourself. Now, hindi ko sinasabi, wag natin mahalin ang sarili natin. We have to love ourselves in a proper context. Pero yung sobra-sobra na pagmamahal sa sarili, the so much love for self, inordinate. Anong ibig sabihin ng ordinate? Over na. Over na yung pagmamahal mo sa sarili mo. It's an ordinate. It's an obsession. You're so obsessed with yourself. That is where pride is. And because of that excessive love for yourself, dyan napapasok yung tinatawag na self-interest. Amen? We are not focused on the interests of other people. We are now more focused in our own interests, self-interest. And self-interest, that is where greed begins. Diyan nag-uumpisa yung greed, yung pagkahakob. It starts with that self, focus on self. Self-interest. You are so focused on yourself, you are only mindful of your own interest, you forget the interest of other people. If we continue in that path will destroy families. Pag yung tatay masyado na lang sariling iniisip, masisira ang pamilya niya. Amen? When a community where the leaders are thinking more on their own interests rather than the interests of the community, that community will deteriorate. Whether it is a church community, whether it is a public community, wherever self-interest nangingibabaw, masisira yan. It will be destructive. It will self-destruct. Yung kinikwento ko sa inyo tungkol sa teacher na yon. What is that? Bakit yung mga magulang ngayon, bumagsak yung anak nila, tatawagin na yung teacher, lalampasuhin yung teacher, ididinwanda ang teacher, papaalisin ang teacher, tatanggalan ng lisensya dahil bumagsak ang anak. Hindi ko sinasabi magpa-imbestiga, pero huwag yung diretso. Why? Because that is the problem. Because of pride and self-interest, now you are entitled. Amen? Diyan nag-uumpisa yung entitlement. Entitlement. karapatan ko to. Bilang magulang, nagbabayad ako dito. Karapatan ko, lampasuhin yung teacher na yan. Swelduhan ka dito. Ako nagsisweldo sa'yo. You're so entitled. Meron tayong mga leaders ngayon na talagang kukuha ko ng pera. Bakit? Akong leader. I'm entitled. It's all self-interest. Pinapanood ko yung isang interview sa isang contractor I was watching. Sa isang floor ng building niya, he has about 20 luxury cars. So ini-interview siya. Sabi niya, ayoko kasi ng mga local eh. Mahilig ako sa imported cars. Ang galing. Sabi ko, ang galing nito. Ang mali niya lang, sinabi pa niya, ah, ito lang yung sa first floor. Sa second floor, marami pa akong kotse doon. Saan ang gagaling yung pera mo pang bili dyan? Saan kayo kumukuha? Pera ng taong bayan. Why would you get the money which is intended to help everyone? Ba't mo ilalagay sa bulsa mo yan? Because of entitlement. Amen? Self-interest will give in to greed. If you're interested in only what you want, you will become greedy. That's why Jesus today in the gospel warns us, when you're invited into a wedding feast, don't be greedy about honor. Don't go for entitlement. Doon ako upo sa harap. I want the place of honor. Nakita ni Lord ang problema ng mga leaders, the Pharisees and the leaders. He saw their hearts. He saw how they want and they bustle and they elbow each other para makaupo doon sa pinaka-importanting upuan. And Jesus Christ said, no. Don't sit. Don't fight. Don't be entitled that you want those places of honor. Instead, sabi niya, find the lowest seats. Because sabi niya, if you try to sit down on those places of honor, someone who is much greater than you might come at papaalisin ka dyan. Sasabihin sa'yo, ay Brad, para to kay congressman. You know, mas mataas to. So lilipat ka. Lilipat ka sa likod, then you will walk the walk of shame. No? Ganyan-ganyan ka. Pahiya ka, pinalipat ka sa likod. Sabi ni Jesus, instead, when you're in a wedding banquet, it's a public setting. And that's where people want to be. No? Lalo na pag maraming gathering, public ang gathering, you know, people wants to be recognized because that is the need inside them. Self-interest. You become greedy for honor. You become greedy for the praises of people. Gusto mo ta, ginadayaw ka ba nga ngaroon, Perme? Gusto mo palaging pinupuri ka ng tao. Gusto mo talagang you are on that position of honor and you fight for it. And Jesus is saying, you want honor in your life? That's not the way to get it. Hindi mo makukuha yan sa ganyang paraan. You want to be honored? You humble yourself and you will be exalted. The lesson is very easy. Ang dali ng lesson na yan. Hindi tayo kailangan magtagal. What is important is that we practice it. Lahat tayo dito makasalanan. Dahil lahat tayo makasalanan, lahat tayo mayabang. Meron tayong yabang kahit papano. That's why Jesus said, don't act on your pride, act against it. If you feel that you are so entitled and you want to sit in the places of honor, sabi niya, huwag mong gawin, labanan mo yan. Fight it. Sit down in the lowest place. Why? So that you will not feed your pride. Don't keep on feeding your pride because your pride one day will control your life. Ang taong masyadong mayabang cannot speak the truth anymore because he just wants to please everyone. He wants everyone to honor him. Sometimes when you speak the truth, there will be people who will be offended. They will not honor you. Babastusin ka pa. Your pride inside you tells you, sige, sige, magpambango ka, you know. As a generation of prophets and priests, yan ang tawag sa atin ng Diyos as God's people. We are a generation of prophets and priests. We should not be men pleasers. We should be pleasers of God. Amen? That's why pride has to be eradicated, taken out of your life. This is what Jesus is trying. It's not even about places. It's not even seats. Alam nyo naman kasi sa Pilipinas, di ba? Hindi lahat na nakaupo sa harap mayabang. Minsan, maaga silang dumating, kaya sa harap sila upo. Hindi naman lahat na nakaupo sa likod, mababa ang loob. Late lang. Diba? Late lang. Jesus Christ is not teaching us about food etiquette or party etiquette. No, he's not teaching. He's confronting us in our hearts. Our pride. Our pride that promotes self-interest. Yun ang pinaka-importante, yung self-interest. Then it gives to greed. It gives entitlement already. And to combat that, we need to humble ourselves para hindi manatili yung pride na yan. At ang hirap pa naman ng word na humility, yung magpababa ng loob, mahirap yan. Alam mo bakit? Pag naisip mong humble ka, mayabang ka na niyan. Naisip mo lang, ay, napaka-humble ko, mayabang ka na. Because the word humility is very elusive. Alam mo, Bishop, sa lahat ng tao dito sa simbahan, ako ang pinaka-humble. Pag sinabi niya yan, wala na. Yan na yung mayabang. Okay? A humble person does not even know that he is humble. It's an elusive word. It escapes you when you get conscious of humility. And this is something we need to really understand. Hindi po magiging mabuti sa atin na may pride tayo. That's why families are broken. Because they don't forgive. Hindi nagpapatawad. Bakit hindi nagpapatawad? Anong problema? Kasi nung maliit ako, sinampal niya ako. Ilang taon ka na ngayon? 95. Hanggang ngayon, hindi mo pa napapatawad yung nanay mo na sumampal sa'yo? Why? Saktan yung damdamin ko. Pride. It's pride. And many people are going to hell because of their pride. Hindi nila mapigilan. One author said, pride itself is already hell. A person controlled by his pride, nasa impyerno na yung tao na yan. I do not know, how can I say, I do not know kung paano ko malaman kung humble ako, but I know malalaman ko kung mayabang ako. Number one symptom, and this is you try to find out. Try to find out. When you begin to emphasize your rights and entitlements, you check your heart. Baka yabang na yan. Pumunta ako sa isang simbahan. Magpapakomunyon ako. Sabi ko, pag-communion, subo sa bibig. Diba? Dito tayo? Oh. Pag ganyan ang kamay mo, ano ibig sabihin yan? Huwag isubo sa bibig, ilagay sa kamay ko. Diba? Ganyan. Kung gusto mo ng subo, iganyan mo yung kamay mo. At sumubo. Okay? Eto ngayon. pagpa-communion ko, may lumapit ganyan. So, hindi ko tuloy alam. Sabi ko, ano ka ba? Dine in or take out? Diba? Kung subo, dine in yan. Pag linagay sa kamay, apat take out yan. Ano ka ba? Dine in, take out. And I corrected. You don't do that. Aba, ayaw, nagalit. You see? Entitlements. One day, if you find yourself being entitled, if one day talagang feeling mo na kailangan ganito, dapat ganitong gawin sa'yo, tumabi ka muna at mag-isip. Because that is pride already lurking inside your heart. Another test, malalaman mo kung umiiral na yung yabang sa puso mo. Pag ikay tinuturuan at tinutuwid, and you feel agitated, nagagalit ka pag tinutuwid o pinapangaralan ka, mag-ingat din. Yabang na rin yan. And many people today will never change. Hindi talaga magbabago ang buhay. Bakit? Hindi nagbabago ang puso. Bakit hindi nagbabago ang puso? Hindi maturuan. Hindi pwedeng pangaralan. Hindi rin pwedeng ituwid. You cannot change if you cannot accept your own mistake. Take note of that. Ang hindi mo kayang baguhin sa buhay mo, yan yung bagay na hindi mo tinatanggap. You can only be corrected, you can only be straightened out, pwede kang ayusin ng Diyos sa mga bagay na tatanggapin mo. Hanggat hindi mo tinatanggap, kalimutan mo na yung pagbabago. Hindi ka talaga magbabago. Tatanda ka na lang sa simbahan, but you will never change. Magbabago lang yung edad mo, taon-taon. Pero yung buhay mo hindi magbabago. Why? Because life is about attitude. It's all about attitude. God gives grace to the humble, but He resists the proud. So yan ang pagninilayan natin sa araw na to. Check your heart. Nagagalit ba ako pag kinokorek ako? Do I feel agitated when someone corrects me? Lalo na yung nagko-correct sa akin, mas masama pa sa akin. Bakit? Gusto mo kasi yung nag-correct sa'yo, perfect. Eh walang perfect na taong pwede mag-correct sa'yo. Kaya kung nag-aantay ka ng perfect person na pwede mag-correct sa'yo, hindi ka na magbabago. You will not change at all. Amen? Amen? Pag sinabi ng doktor, huwag kang kumain ng matamis. Diabetic ka. Makakasama sa'yo yung matamis. Tingnan mo yung doktor. Dok, ilan yung sugar mo? Sabi niya, pareho tayo. Diabetic din ako. Ay hindi, kakain ako ng cake na marami. Ikaw rin eh, diabetic eh. Magbabago bang buhay mo? Hindi. We want to be corrected by someone perfect. There will be no one perfect to correct you. But the attitude of humility, if you know it's wrong and you are being corrected, you embrace it. Yun ang sinasabi sa first reading. A wise person who listens to rebuke. Amen? So those two things, you check your heart. Number one, if you feel you're entitled, kahit may instruction na, itong gawin, hindi. Pwede akong gawin yan. Pwede akong, you know, I can do that. Bakit? Iho, wala ka pa dito, nandito na ako. Galing, di ba? So, dine in, take out. And you cannot be corrected. Check your heart every day. Look at your heart every day. Find time. Wala kang oras, maghanap ka ng oras. Kasi pag hindi mo tiningnan yung puso mo. One day, you will find out pride has already overtaken your life. And it is a bad, bad spiritual environment for you. You will never grow, you will never change, and you will never enjoy the fullness of God's blessing in your life. Let's all stand.